Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, this is our lucky day. We have Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle right here with us. Let's hear it for Bruce. All right. Nice. Well, how'd you like Aaron Judge?
Oh, you know, you listen to like 2 minutes of that guy and you just know he's cool. Yeah. He's the whole package. He's an incredible player. He's very humble. He gets it. He comes to the other park. He knows what to talk about. He studies. He's a student of the game. I mean, he's like you say, let's just make him the commissioner right now.
Yeah, he's it. He's real. And he called me Marty twice.
There you go.
That's the key
in
the interview.
He's an extra mile guy.
You know, that's the key in the interview. That means he's engaged.
Exactly. And,
you know.
He's probably listening to you, Marty, back in 2010, man.
Well, that's actually true. Yeah. That's right. He probably did.
It's a good thing your name isn't Porfirio. He might have stumbled a little bit.
You know Porfirio. I like to hit one in the water. Yeah.
Well, he is a very special guy, and I just say to myself, why isn't he a Giant? How did they miss on this?
Local guy.
Well,
yeah,
I guess a lot of people did, but he's
a little
local.
A little like Bellinger. You know, when he was young, you didn't see this power coming. You didn't see this package. You saw the body, especially Judge. He looks like a tight end or some such thing. But, man, did he blossom. And I truthfully like that he's a Yankee. I like that the Yankees have guys like that.
Does baseball need the Yankees, Bruce, to be the team they've written Yankees on the East Coast, Dodgers on the West Coast. Does baseball need that?
I don't think it needs it, but it's a hell of a lot more interesting when they are good. You know, because then you start thinking about all the traditions, maybe what your dad told you, your uncle, your friends. Did you ever see him play way back then? If you're a little bit older, my goodness, the memories really come back. And yeah, it's like the New York Knicks have been terrible, and everybody says, gee, sure is a lot better when they're good, and then they're never good, but the league goes on. So I wouldn't say that the game needs him, but it would be a hell of a lot better off if they had him.
I think every sport's more fun when the marquee franchises are good. In the NBA, when the Lakers are going and the Celtics are going, it's a lot more fun. The Yankees, though, have the distinction of being the team, whether you like them or not, you're mesmerized by them when they come to town.
Exactly, and the history is unbelievable. I've been researching that piece. I mean, you look at them, they've won 27 World Series.
It's a joke, man. What's the next most, 11?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
right? The Cardinals have 11 or something like
yeah.
that.
And the first one was in Yankee Stadium when it got built. They were tenants of the Giants in the Polo Grounds.
Yeah, 1921, the whole series was in the Polo Grounds.
Yeah.
And then finally, in 22 also, finally, they get to 23 and they got Yankee Stadium. They basically got evicted from the Polo Grounds because they were outdrawing the Giants
yeah.
and Babe Ruth.
Yeah, Horace Stone didn't want him in there anymore. But John McGraw said, get him out of here.
And I know you were very instrumental in those talks.
Yeah, very. I remember it quite well. But, you know, you wrote a beautiful story in the Chronicle. As I said, if you missed it, sfgate.com and Bruce's story on Friday. But we have the Yankees in town, and there is a buzz in the ballpark. I don't care. I know we're out here. We have a lot of fun, but it's different today. And then the Dodgers come in next. Have we had this before? Yankees-Dodgers back-to-back with the Giants?
Not like this. You know, it's funny. Last night, Belt had a couple tough plays in the outfield with Luke Voit hitting the ball. And you hear this sound. I told my wife, oh, my God, they're booing Belt. And Kruko, fortunately, said, no, they're... The Yankee fans in the stadium are going, Lou! Yeah. I hope that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Yankee fans are everywhere. I mean, I remember so many A's games when the A's weren't so good in the 80s. The Yankees would come to town, all of a sudden the park is thriving. And then here comes Seattle, and there's eight people there.
I think it still happens when teams are good. I think Yankees and the Red Sox, and it's really the only two I've experienced here at Oracle Park, is when you play those American League East teams, those two teams, like the Cubs and the Cardinals, travel pretty well.
It's just cool. You got tickets for them, you feel good about going to the game.
Yeah.
Well, the Giants put up a good fight last night. The home run in the ninth inning kind of sunk them. But there was that moment of Zach Britton, 0.54 in run average with Baltimore. He was the greatest thing ever, got hurt. Is this Zach Britton? He walked the bases loaded, Bruce, and he walked them legitimately.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was not close.
Ball eight, ball nine, not close.
Not close, and here it is, 5-3, and you know, the place is getting a little excited. It was tense, and Ottavino comes in, who we've seen a billion times with Colorado. He's Romo on high speed,
yeah.
basically, and it's Posey and Ottavino. We had a moment last night.
And the first pitch to Posey was high and tight, and Kruko had a great comment. He goes, if he's going to dig his grave, let him dig. You know, and he took the next pitch. You have to. I mean, they're all walking the ballpark. Yeah. Of course, it didn't turn out quite the way they wanted to, but yeah, that was strange because Britton a couple years ago, he was like, this is the greatest reliever we've ever seen.
Come on.
The numbers were.
They didn't play him in the world in the playoffs.
Yeah. They went to the Orioles.
What the hell was it?
Remember?
Showalter thinking there.
He left him in the pen.
And the game went on until the next day.
We're saving him.
Yeah, saving him.
Well, I think he still got stuff in the tank to Zach Britton. I think last night obviously was a terrible outing, but he proved last year that he came back from injury, was still pretty good. I wouldn't be shocked to see him either today. Maybe not today, probably tomorrow.
Well, the ball was moving like crazy. He just couldn't control it.
Right.
Yeah, amazing. We had a couple of incidents this week. Have you seen the Reese Hoskins?
Like, it was one of my favorite moments. I know you guys feel the same way. Well, you know, as things got heated up, the guy threw a pitch behind him, okay? Now, you know, for me, that's almost grounds for ejection. There's no accident if a big league pitcher throws a ball behind you, especially if the blood's boiling.
Right.
And so I forget the exact timing of it, but Reese Hoskins gets up there and took about a full day to round the bases on a home run. It was beautiful.
It was 34 seconds it took.
Yeah.
So it was the day after the pitcher Rame, I think, had thrown it at 98 in his head, back-to-back pitches. And then the next day, Hoskins takes him deep, takes 34 seconds to round the bases. My feeling on that is if you throw up my head twice and I hit one out off of you, I absolutely own you. Like, I need the deed to your house. I need everything that you own in my back pocket. Like, there's no excuse at all to be thrown at a guy's head at 98. Once I put one out on you, that's it.
Yeah, you could be dead. I mean, literally. And I love it. He wasn't, like, wildly gesturing or shouting. He just took about forever to take his bases. It was beautiful.
Well, there's another thought to that, too, is that I saw after the game, it was Gabe Kapler, the Phillies manager, says, we don't retaliate ever. That's our philosophy. And I thought, for a manager to come out and say that publicly, you don't have your guys back. You can't allow the rest of the league to know, even if you drill our guys, we're not going to retaliate.
Well, there's a proper way to do it, and sometimes you have to do it. If your guys are going down, you got to hit a guy in the butt or the ribs. It's perfectly logical. You got to even the score and let them know that, you know, hey, we're not going to be serving you cakewalk pitches all day long. Take this for...
But you know. I just love the fact that he walked around the bases.
Beautiful.
I mean, it was great. The all-time record is Victor Martinez, 34.1 seconds.
Oh, my. They were neck and neck there.
Now, we've had others where people have been injured. That doesn't count. Bartolo Colon, 30.5 seconds. So he was slower than Bartolo Colon.
Yeah. How long did it take Jimmy Pearsall when he went backwards around the bases?
Well, he started at third base.
There's another one. I saw Gerard Dyson, I guess. It was Byron Buxton that hit an inside the park home run. They did an overlap view of Hoskins rounding the bases and how many times Buxton could get around the bases the time that Reese Hoskins did. 2.5 times he would have beaten him by.
It was great. It was a great moment.
Great moment. He's a local guy up from Sacramento way, right?
Another guy they missed on.
Yeah,
would love to have him here.
Jeez.
Guy's a hitter.
Yeah,
he's
very much. I like
the way he acts. I like
Philly all around.
All right. So now, Pedro Strop. Did you see this one? His car gets stolen. Did you see? His car gets
reliever
stolen.
Reliever for the Cubs, right?
It's used in some sort of getaway robbery. You know, the cops finally find the car, and now they go to Wrigley Field to interview Strop before the game. And the interview goes into the fourth inning. And he finally says, look, I have to pitch today. This interview is over.
Yeah.
And he goes out to the bullpen, comes in, and then saves the game.
Meanwhile, his car is in Newfoundland.
Right. His car has been jacked up.
Yeah.
And it has no tires left and all that.
Oh, God, that's hysterical.
And they're interviewing, and it's a fourth inning. He says, look, I have to go pitch.
Yeah. What a thing.
And he goes in and he saves the game.
Where else but baseball to get a story like that?
Or Reese in Hoskins. Baseball.
Yeah.
Well, the Cubs bullpen needs help, so maybe that's the move. From now on, you just hold back the relievers. Some send them out there to the fifth inning to the bullpen.
Yeah.
We fooled around this on the podcast this week. We've got to run here because we've got so many time constraints. But Peter Alonso, and Kevin Kernan's going to be with us.
Kevin over there. Good man.
From the New York Post.
Yeah.
He's going to talk a little bit about Alonso.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But Alonso texted, he got hurt in the game, and he was out supposedly for the next day. Dakota Hudson was pitching against the Mets for the Cardinals. And Alonso said, no, I faced him in college. I hate him. And he texted Callaway, the manager, who was eating dinner.
Oh, my.
Says, put me in for tomorrow. He's
put
a rookie.
Me in, coach.
He's a rookie. Rookie should be seen and not heard.
My goodness.
And Callaway put him in, and you know what happened. Hit a home run off Dakota Hudson.
These interesting guys are all over the place. You know, Carter Kiboom.
How about that last night?
He's 3 years out of high school. His first major league hit puts him ahead, home run.
Hits a home run in the eighth inning and comes up in the ninth inning with the bases loaded, two out, and Yates strikes him out for his 91st save.
Sure.
Yates has a save every day.
See, the Giants have got to get a kid like this who's
exactly.
a story. And he's not just a player, but he's a story.
Exactly.
And Joey Bart might be that guy. We don't know. But that would sure liven up the ballpark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a story.
Yeah.
That's a story of baseball today. Mm-hmm. This is what we talk about.
Yes.
And
characters.
Well, Peter Alonso's the guy who can do that. If Wilmer Flores is texting you like, hey, Skip, I got to play tomorrow, you maybe say you maybe ghost him on the text. You don't respond to that one. But if it's Pete Alonso who's been hitting the way he has, you throw him in the lineup.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love it. All right. Good to see you.
Hey, fellas. Always a pleasure.
We'll talk on the phone tomorrow.
You betcha.
Good luck with the knee.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right. That's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up right after this.